Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available online, npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Luke Burbank, not embarrassed about my scarf at all.
I think you're it's a fashion-forward look to mix the plaid with the gingham.
Hey, you know.
I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, sportscaster Rich Eisen. Now, if you're a sports nut, you know him from the NFL Network. If you're a pop culture nut, you probably know him from VH1's I Love the 70s, 80s, 90s, and other things. We'll talk to him in a minute. But first, let's hear about today's top news stories from Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Political turmoil in Pakistan. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto has been placed under house arrest ahead of a massive protest her political party had planned for today. Reports say Pakistani police uncoiled barbed wire in front of her home in Islamabad and rounded up about 5,000 of her supporters. Bhutto tried to leave by car but was blocked by police. Yesterday, President Pervez Musharraf announced that elections would be held by February 15th in Pakistan, but Bhutto said that was too vague a timeline, and before she was detained, she said she intended to go ahead with a rally today in Rawalpindi, despite a government ban on public gatherings. Pakistan is in political chaos after President Pervez Musharraf took emergency powers and suspended the constitution last weekend. A fall from grace for the man who was once tapped by President Bush to lead the Department of Homeland Security. Bernard Carrick, the former New York City police commissioner, has been indicted on corruption charges. The charges include mail and wire fraud, tax fraud, and abusing his position and defrauding the public. Carrick served as head of New York's police under then-Mayor Rudy Giuliani and was nominated by Bush to head Homeland Security, but he wasn't confirmed in that post. Only days after Bush introduced Carrick as his nominee, Carrick announced he was withdrawing his name because of tax issues involving his former nanny. Finally today, rule number one, thou shalt love and honor thy godfather. Italian police have announced they've found a list of 10 commandments for mobsters. They found the list in a house near Palermo, where a top mafia boss was arrested this week. Salvatore Lopiccolo was poised to be the next boss of bosses of the Sicilian mafia. The list of rules found in his house was typewritten in uppercase letters. It says mobsters shouldn't hang out in bars. They're not supposed to make friends with police, and they should always be prompt. It also says, you shall not look at wives of our friends. And while mobsters are supposed to respect their wives, they're also supposed to make themselves available for Cosa Nostra business at any moment, even, quote, if your wife is about to give birth. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
See, I can just see, like, Eddie the Neck Chianti with his BlackBerry, like, and his wife being like, put that thing down. I've got a whacking to go to.
Yeah.
Oh, mobsters.
Crazy
just
mobsters.
Just like you and me, except they kill people.
Yeah.